You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 148,
season 6, episode 24
of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P,
and the other Mr. P.
Welcome back, guys. We hope you are well. You are doing all right. We are nearly there. We're nearly at another half term break. It's going quick this year, do you think?
No, okay. I'd say the bank holidays have helped, obviously, a couple of 4 days, even though I don't know if anyone else, you know, agrees with this, and I'm sure many do. Working Monday this week just didn't feel right.
No.
It didn't feel normal.
No, it didn't. And you can get used to these 4 day weeks for show. But yeah, we're not far off. Glad Sats is all done. Not going to go on about it too much, but that reading paper was a joke.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's letting the children down. It's letting the school staff down. It's just an absolute, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
I mean, I don't get, the one thing I don't get with it is, I mean, you've got, it was 500 words longer than last year. You're expecting kids to read at 90 words a minute, I think the average is. And you're just thinking, when in life do you ever have to read something that quickly? Like, what is the point? Surely we could make it a lot easier by just removing the time, the sort of, it's got to be done in an hour. Just let them have a bit more time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was a letter going round, I shared it on my social, where a concerned head teacher, I think, spoke on behalf of most of the teaching profession, saying that it's just getting beyond a joke now. These tests are set up to sort of catch kids out, focusing much more on, you know, failure more than anything else, and kids getting really upset sitting these tests, which just should not be happening at primary school. It shouldn't be happening at any stage of education, really. But anyhow, it's done now. We can relax for a year. Those EYFS year 1, year 2, 3, 4 and 5 teachers can make good use of the photocopier now for the next few weeks before year 6 start again printing SATs papers. So, you know, my little tip, get all your photocopying done for the next academic year now. And yeah, we're about to head into teachers' favourite part of the year.
Sports days.
No, report writing.
Oh.
Report writing season is upon us. And I'm just going to give you all a little tip here on how to get your reports done, which is a little plug for a new tool that I've been heavily involved in, TeachMateAI.com. Now, you may remember a few episodes previously, I was talking all about AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and the like. Behind the scenes, I've been working on a website that basically harnesses the AI, trains it a little bit more on education stuff so that teachers can really use it to reduce workload. I'm not going to go on about it too much, but there are over 60 odd tools on there that you can use. We did a pilot project with over 60 teachers. They were saving on average over 10 hours a week. I feel very passionate about this because, you know, I banged on about on the podcast about working smarter, not harder, how technology can help teachers reduce workload. And this is a tool that's really helping because your wife's been using it.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she's a massive fan. And to be fair, I think a lot of people, I mean, I'm not involved in it. That's probably why it's so successful and so useful. No, I'm joking. But no, I've heard just amazing things. Like I said, my wife uses it and she's, you know, it is saving her a lot of time to deal with the three kids she's got at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's all props to you, brother.
Yeah, and a couple of the tools are report writing tools. So there's a report writer tool that allows you to highlight strengths and areas of development for a child, and then it just puts it into a cohesive. So it does the heavy lifting, basically. There's also a curriculum report writer where if you are expected, I don't think this should happen, really, where within the report you've got to write everything you've covered, like parents are that bothered. And if you are already using technology through Dojo, Seesaw, Classroom, Google Classroom, you share with parents everything that's going on. But it was a requested tool. We've added it in. So you can go in, put the topics, and again, a cohesive paragraph of what the children have learned over that year in a particular subject. Now, I'm not sure I should be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you are interested, I've got a discount code that you can use. So if you use a discount code REPORT2023, you should get your first month on TeachMate AI half price. So if you do want to give the report writing a go, you can try it out for free anyway. But yeah, with all the loyal podcast followers, that little discount code will give you half price for the first month. Right, how's your week been, Adam?
Yeah, it's been all right, yeah. Not really done much, to be fair. Played a couple of games of paddle, a bit of paddle tennis. Less said about that, the better, because it was a bit of a humbling experience, to be fair.
Why did you play?
Played against this lad, like a friend of a friend, and he's...
Do I know him?
No, he's quite a successful businessman, and he's got a lot of more spare time on his hands, and he's played a lot of paddle.
Here we go.
Listen, we turned up to play, and he turned around and said, well, it was me and Ryan, so our other brother, we were playing together against one of my mates, and then, like I said, one of my mates' mates.
Which mate?
Well, it was Jimmy who played, and right. It was one of Slev's mates called Wes. Good lad. Top man. And me and Ryan rocked up, and...
I know where this is going to go.
Jimmy.
It might have been different because I've just pictured you two getting beat and then the quietest drive home where you're both like on the verge of wanting to run. You shouldn't have missed that shot.
It was funny because the first ever game of paddle I played, it was me and our brother against Jimmy and Slev. And we won the first set, then lost the next two, and Ryan was gone. He was gone before anything. He was just like, right, I'm off. Didn't speak to anyone, got off. We obviously rematched him, beat him, and Ryan, anyone doing anything after it? So he turned up and played, and me and Ryan were saying, like, oh, we've not played in 2 weeks because it's so hard to get a cut, even though rumours are that there's going to be more local area, hopefully. And so I was saying to this, Wes, oh, I've not played in 2 weeks, feel a bit rusty. And he was like, yeah, I played Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This was Sunday. So he only had Saturday off, and you could tell he was fresh. And we got our first bagel. Do you know what that is?
Just, I'm guessing your arse is handed to you.
No, it's just a 6-loaf set. It's a bagel. It's a big fat bagel.
Where's that come from? Oh, you got
the zero bagel. So we got bageled, and it was a harrowing experience, to be honest. Bagel. And so played that, and then played the following night. Again against this Wes and Slev's brother, and I was with Slev. It was a closer game, but ended in a bagel. So pocket bagels.
So you're saying it was closer. So basically what you're doing here is you're throwing your own brother out to dry.
No. We just, to be fair, me and Ryan have been playing some seriously tasty paddle.
He's never listened to an episode of his podcast, so you slag him off all you want.
No. As in, listen, we worked really well together and we were communicating great in the previous game. But something went wrong the other night and there was no communication there. We were making mistakes. So it was difficult, but all good. No, and then... obviously, I know you went to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
What a film.
Yeah, I went. I know I might have touched upon it last week that I went to watch it with Cotney John for, obviously, Adam and Cotney John's Big Movie Podcast. You get a plug, I get a plug, you know. Plug for plug. And then I started watching the original Guardians with Isla, which I think
You can listen to it because you've written all your reports.
Exactly. Nicely done.
TeachMate AI,
sponsored by Adam and Cotney John's Big Movie Podcast. And I went to watch Guardians again with my dad and Isla. A few choice words in there. They dropped an F-bomb.
First Marvel.
Yeah, it's the first F-bomb. Yeah. But luckily, I knew when it was coming. So it was a tactical cough from Daddy.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's been really... It's been a pretty of a chilled one. It's, like I said, I have to say that the working Monday threw me off big time.
Yeah.
And
it's all right. Couple more. Just got one more week.
I know we're going to go into features soon, and there are going to be some burns shared. But I got hit with a burn.
Did you?
And it was
well,
a bad
save,
one.
Save it.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it. But I just, I need to get it out.
If you,
it's tough. It was a tough one. It was a tough one to take.
Yeah.
How are things with you anyway?
I loved the new Guardians film.
So good.
It saved Marvel for me. Now, you know I'm a massive Marvel fan.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You know that I bawled like a little baby during Endgame. Mm-hmm. And bar Spider-Man No Way Home, I have to say, I have been, there's a lot of mid films.
What's the word?
Mid.
Not let down. You've been unimpressed.
Yeah, they've been okay. Some of it, I feel like a lot of just filler. It's been very mid, you know?
Well, when you reach the heights, it's like when you do...
It's always a tough ask.
An observation lesson.
Yeah.
You get observed, you put on an absolute show, best lesson you've ever done.
Yeah.
The SLT walkout, buzzing. And then the lesson the next day is a pile of trash. And it's a filler. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the backstory.
Yeah. But I thought that one was absolutely brilliant. And I wasn't as emotional. Claire was like bawling her eyes out.
It was sad.
It is sad, but it's just, I love him, James Gunn, as a director.
Yeah,
I think
great.
He's up there. He just gets the balance right between the humour and the
Well,
the
I said this
touches.
On the big movie podcast when we reviewed Guardians, that each character had their moment in the film, and I think that's shining through.
Other than that, it's been a nightmare because of the extension. So we've had a nightmare with this extension.
I've heard of it. So I'll switch off.
So look, we a couple of years ago, we were umming and ahhing about whether to move. We wanted to stay in the area we're living in. We love living in Urmston, but basically to get a house round here, you're talking about tripling your mortgage for something that's not even bigger than what we've got. So we decided to sort of remortgage and do an extension. Now, I've been waiting for this extension to start for easily about a year because the guy that we've got in was just so busy. And anyway, he started, he came, he eventually started a good couple of months ago now. Mm. Let me think, March time possibly, probably even earlier, February. Anyway, he got the foundations done in the bit he's going to extend. So we're essentially extending 1.5 meters, knocking through one of the walls to have an open plan kitchen / living area, right?
Yeah.
Because originally we've got a front room, a sort of back room, which was the kids' playroom that's just been... just not used for
barren,
yeah, because the kids don't play with toys anymore, which is pretty sad, but you know, everyone goes, you know, you get to that age, so but knock it through, and then we've almost got like two living areas, a sort of snug, the front room with the little fire, and then the back room that has the access to the kitchen. Anyway, he starts the extension, puts the foundation in, and then we get a phone call from United Utilities. I can't remember if I've told this on the podcast.
No, I can't remember. You definitely told me.
I think I've told you. But anyway, so United Utilities threaten us pretty much with a legal letter saying, stop building. We've got assets in your garden, to which I then chuckled at ass.
You went straight onto the AI.
Yeah.
How to reply to United Utilities AI?
I did. I actually wrote a threatening letter back because essentially we've done everything we needed to do to let United Utilities know that we're extending.
You've dotted every I and crossed every T.
We've done all that. And then literally, as we're building, they're like, oh, no, you've got to stop it. So we were like, no, you know, back and forth. They then were like, right, well, we've got... So essentially, behind the garden, that big, you know, that field there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a massive sewage pipe that mm-hmm. brings all the waste to the sewage thing over there, right? Which... We were like, well, it's surely that. No. There's also two pipes that run through my garden.
Yeah.
That basically brings all the fresh water from the Lake District. It's called the Thermwell Viaduct. I've learned a lot.
I think you're saying that to me like I should know. Oh, the thermal viaduct goes through your garden.
Yeah. Brings all the fresh water to all of Manchester from the Lake District, and it goes through my garden. Yeah. So
what lucky pipes to fly through IC2, Mr. Pizzi.
So basically, United Utilities were like, well, you've got to prove that you're not building anywhere near it, which we weren't. But they were like, you've got to prove it. So they initially suggested that we get some sort of GRM, some sort of basically, you know, like metal detectors, which would have cost a couple of grand. So we were like, I'm not doing that. And eventually United Utilities came out, and this is how... They worked out, they they had two copper wires.
Yeah.
Walked across the garden, and because the copper wires crossed, that's, he said, that's where it is, and it's fine.
As if?
Yeah. So it knocked everything back for a good few weeks. We are now at the point where all the walls have been knocked down. We don't have a kitchen. I don't know if anyone's had any sort of building work done. It's all great.
I presume some people have.
But it's just, we've got the front room. That's all we've got. We've got a microwave, an air fryer. Thank God for that air fryer. The air fryer, by the way, best invention, I'd say, in the past decade.
What about teach mate aye?
Well, apart from that. But an air fryer, oh, it's just saving our life. It just, otherwise, Just Eat are going to make an absolute packet out of us.
Did somebody say?
Deliveroo. Because we've got a fridge, air fryer, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a struggle. The only saving grace is that we are going on holiday in a week. We're off on the big Florida. Have I talked about the Florida? We've not talked about the Florida.
Do you remember what you talk about?
I'm pretty sure, as I talked about the copper wires, it's just come back to me that I think I have talked about this on the podcast, which I have. If I have, I apologise. But
with me, Mr. P, do people know? Do people know that it's me?
Yeah. Sorry, it's just yeah. But we're off to Florida. We're on.
You've
the...
not told the copper wires on the pod.
Have I not?
No, because no. All I thought about them was that song, You Got Wires,
yeah,
Going In.
But the guy who did the copper wires basically said if we'd have paid for that metal detector thing, it wouldn't have picked it up because it's so low down anyway. So anyway, all good. We're there. But yeah, we can't wait to just go away for a couple of weeks so that we don't have to be in that front room.
Well, completely flipping on this before we get into the features, right? And it was just something I wanted to kind of pick your brain on.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to... to be fair, I'm normally a Spotify-sman in the car. I'm driving to work, plug my phone in or Bluetooth, whatever, and I blast tunes. I've said this before. One of my old life lessons was, if you need to pick me up before you're working, blast a banger.
Yeah.
It always guarantees. So I'm not going to lie, I've been blasting quite a lot. Crash the Wedding by Busted. Right?
Yeah.
It just Charlie's bit in that is one of my favourite bits of any song ever, I think.
Wow, what bit?
The neighbours spread the word. Whoa. And my mum cried when she heard.
Right,
so
right.
Much you need to
stop.
Say.
You got to stop.
Sorry that
legally,
it's on
you've got to
wedding
stop.
Day. Right. If we get done for that, what a disgrace. Yeah, so I've been blasting bangers, and then I just started like listening to the radio, Heart 90s, Heart Naughties, they're my go-tos, right?
Yeah.
And they've just been throwing up boy bands like left, right and centre.
Yeah.
So we're talking New Kids on the Block. We're talking Westlife. We're talking Boyzone. Talking Backstreet. We're
You've
talking
not even
NSYNC.
Mentioned the best boy band in that.
JLS?
No.
Go on.
No, come on. 90s boy band, UK. They were the best.
Oh, take that.
No, the best.
Oh, Another Level?
No. Oh. You are a disgrace.
911?
You are. I cannot believe you've named 911 before this boy band that was based on one single number.
A1.
Oh, for God's
sake. Well,
that's
one number, eh? Hey, hey. Wait, one single number. Wait, 1 minute.
This is it's
five.
It's got the best mega mix.
You know, I was going four, three, four. A1 was a good shout, though. No, I mean, that's one number.
They had one hit, if that.
Oh, you know, you're just the same old brand new. Anyway, what I was going to say was, like, is that, so what is your, who do you think, in your honest opinion, out of all those boy bands that we've spoke about there, now obviously, you know, your 911s, your A1s and all that, they're not in the mix, even though Body Shaking by 911 is an absolute tune.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
In terms of, right, so you have to go to see a boy band, full lineup. To see their backlog, their greatest hits.
I think I'm going.
Which boy band are you going to see? Because my mind changes a lot.
Do you know now, who? Do you know who you couldn't pay me enough to go and see?
Westlife. Well, you're a disgrace.
I do not get. I mean, the songs are just. No.
The songs are great.
No,
I mean,
no,
funny
been
you
a fan.
Say.
Preferred Boyzone to Westlife, but even Boyzone won't be up there.
We talk about.
Ronan Keenan.
You say a blast.
When you say nothing.
Oh,
love, so what's the song where they do phonics at the beginning where they go...
Oh, yeah.
Five. I'll go with
five. What, five? Just original lineup, the whole five of them.
Yeah, because again, they had some absolute bangers. They and it was such a rich mix. So you had one of them singing, one of them, Abs was on
yeah, Abs
dropping
was big,
sick lyrics.
Fair. I mean, the reason I ask is because, I mean, it's funny you mentioned Westlife. I can't find it now. I had it on here somewhere.
It's not for me, Westlife.
It was when Brian McFadden tweeted. Do you remember this?
Right, well, while you're finding it, I'm asking for a bit of help, guys. So I am on a big family holiday to Florida soon, and I need tips, right? I know we've been before, but things change. I would love if you could drop me a message on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you've been to Florida recently, the whole Disney, Orlando, Universal Studios, any tips of how to make the most of the time there, get the most from it. Obviously, I'm on it with the Genie Plus and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, if you've got any sort of helpful, useful tips on best places to eat or best places to go, times, days, anything like that, please get in touch and let us know. Are you still looking? Or you
no, I've got it. I've got it. So, and I'll tell you why I've asked that question. You're saying five original lineup, and I feel like my thoughts have changed. But when you said about Westlife, like, I've been to see Westlife three separate occasions, and I love Westlife, absolutely love him. But Brian McFadden once tweeted in 2017, wouldn't it be great if ISIS had the balls to stand face to face with us and fight? No weapons, no bombs, man to man. And someone commented, bet they would brick it seeing you coming over the horizon singing Uptown Girl, you wet quilt. But the reason I say it is because I think Backstreet Boys have an unbelievable
track record of tunes. Yeah, they've got some
tunes. But in terms of star quality,
would Blink-182 count?
I'm going to see them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see
them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've seen so many clips of them at Coachella.
Yes, I am. But
When's that?
September.
Oh, nice.
I'm going. The reason why I'm going to say is I think, even though maybe they've not got the biggest tunes, they've got some massive ones, to see Justin Timberlake back with the boys in NSYNC, JC Chavez. Mm. And what was his name?
NSYNC. Justin Timberlake's first album. Right, here's another question for you then. We've probably already answered this on the podcast many years ago when we did throwback, flashback throwback.
Well, this was kind of like a throwback. Yeah. I wanted to bring it back.
You can go to a concert of anyone dead or alive. Who are you going to see?
Yeah, I think we have done this. I'm sure I said Michael Jackson, but obviously that is a little bit.
But that was then. This is now.
But it's
now
a little bit controversial.
So you've seen the new Elvis film.
Oh, yeah.
Does it change? I mean, as a performer, Elvis.
Do you know what? Do you know what I have to say? After seeing one of the films, I would have loved to have seen prime Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Whitney Houston would have made the hairs on every part of my body stand up.
Okay.
And
sorry if you've got a weird visualization there of his little ginger.
Yeah. Not my little ball pubes.
Oh god.
No, I mean, it's just funny. I just think NSYNC. I'd love to know people's thoughts. I mean, Westlife, they're still going, aren't they? And Backstreet Boys have just come on a recent tour. But I mean,
well, they're all making a comeback, aren't
but
they?
But I just think NSYNC. They're
Does it have to be 90s? Surely One Direction would be in the mix.
Oh, yeah, 1D. I don't know, though, because Liam Payne.
Oh, he's
it
yeah.
is Payne, isn't it?
He has gone a bit cringe, hasn't
he? He's gone too cringe. I absolutely adore Harry Styles. Love Niall Horan. Obviously, Zayn.
What's he doing nowadays?
Well, I mean, you heard what he did, didn't you? Got a bit physical with his missus, his mum.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I've got a strained relationship. No. But I would never get physical. I mean, I'd throw her bagpipes out.
Yeah, that
I
was about to physical. Say. Did Zayn's mother-in-law
no,
play the bagpipes?
That's appalling, and Zayn needs to sort himself out. But, you know, I don't mind Louis Tomlinson. He's all right. But
what's he doing
Liam,
now?
He's doing a solo tour.
Is it?
Louis Tomlinson's... But Liam Payne, every
music?
Time I see him, he speaks a different accent.
Yeah.
He's just like... Liam, so what do you think? He was at the boxing the other day, I think the KSI fight. And he was like, Liam, what do you think of the boxing? Until you step in there, man. You know, you just don't know what it's going to be like. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just like, what? But yeah, just a little throwback chat there. I mean, it's difficult. I think everyone's got their go-to. Like, you were a Fivesman.
Yeah.
Always were a Fivesman. I was always a Westlifeman. I have to say, in terms of Westlife Boyzone, there's not even a competition there. It's Westlife every day.
No, I disagree. Boyzone for me.
You'd have Boyzone over Westlife.
There's Boys Life, isn't there?
There's Boys Life.
Is it Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden?
And the hard man McFadden. To be fair,
taking an ISIS.
McFadden's wife's a teacher.
I've heard this, and I can't remember who told me this, but apparently she follows me or knows, like, has seen some of my stuff.
Well, if she listens, just know that that tweet was funny, but I've got nothing but respect for McFadden. And if you sort us out Boys Life tickets.
Yeah. Right, we've got a little treat for you guys. It's been a while, but Adam has managed to get an interview with the one and the only Nana Maureen. Nana Maureen, she's the matriarch of the family. She's basically the Mr. P Queen. Here's what's happening with these episodes now. You may remember last week, we sort of said to you that we've moved over to Dad's Net, and we're hoping with Dad's Net that they're going to drop in a few jingles. Right? Mm. We've been treated to a few jingles.
Yes, we have.
So our new producer, Jack.
Shout out.
He's been working
hard.
I'll
tell you what else he produces. Adam and Cotty John's Big Movie Podcast.
So we're hopefully going to be dropping in a few of the new jingles, and we'd love to hear your feedback, what you think. But we're going to treat you to this. I was listening to this on my drive back from the Twilight I've just been at, and it really did tickle me. So yeah, here's a little catch up with the one and only Nana Maureen.
Hi, it's Adam, the other Mr. P, two Mr. P's in a podcast, and I am here joined. It's been a long time, so we needed a little catch up with the legend that is Nana Maureen. How are you, Nana?
Not too bad.
Oh, three words that we all needed to hear. So how are things with you?
I'm fine.
Great, good chat. All right, and I think that'll wrap it up there. No, I'm joking. I've just come round, and Nana's just asked to straighten her hair. When I've told her multiple times, it's just an audio recording and she doesn't need to worry about that. But your hair looks fine, Nana.
Just in case.
Well, in case of what?
I meet me someone tonight.
Idris Elba's listening.
Oh, yes.
So we've got to quickly catch up. So you went on a recent tom with my mum, didn't you?
Oh, indeed.
Do you know what that means?
No.
A Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tell all the amazing listeners about your cruise. Did you love it?
Not at all. I thought it was boring.
So, I mean, it is funny. This is funny. So my mum rang my dad. I don't know if you were there for this. And my dad was saying, oh, it's only been a couple of days. It'll be fine. I thought there was bingo and movies that you could go and see. And my mum said, there's a discussion on geology. I'm surprised you didn't fancy that.
Are you joking?
Oh, well.
I'll tell you what, if we didn't even see the waterfalls because it was foggy.
Where was it that it went? Where did you go?
The falls, what's it?
Well, you were there. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I forget.
Well, you didn't see it anyway. It was foggy.
It was foggy anyway, yeah. And we did. And all it was having a cup of coffee and talking between ourselves and making comments.
Making comments on other people.
But the food was excellent, absolutely excellent.
What was the favourite thing you ate?
Oh, all the dishes. I'm not a big eater, and every meal I had was lovely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We're glad you had a good time, and it's just so nice to see you doing well, aren't you?
Well,
all being said.
Yeah, of course I am.
Still yeah. going strong at 90.
At 90, yeah. 90 years old. Who'd have thought for 1 minute that I'd reached the age of 90?
Well, we're all so glad you are. Right, I'm gonna finish with one question, right? And this is a question I got asked today. Someone asked me, what is your spirit animal? So kind of what animal represents you, Nana? I said for me, it was either a walrus or like a bull. What animal represents you?
Hey, what?
Come on, this is an award-winning podcast. You're a big part of this.
I'll tell you what. The only animal I ever loved was the cows.
Your spirit animal isn't a cow.
No, but I did. When I was evacuated as a kid.
Yeah.
I was evacuated at Batewell, where our farms, and Saturday she used to throw us all out.
Well, I've heard this evacuation story so much, you always milk it. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, go on.
Well, listen, everyone will be so, so happy to hear from you because it has been a while since we've had you on the podcast. So we're coming up a couple of weeks until half term. Have you got a message for all the school staff out there, for all the amazing listeners to Mr. Pease? What are you going to say to everyone to leave him with? A kind of send-off message.
All I can say is look after one another like I've always said in the past. And just listen to your teachers because they're there.
They are the teachers.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'll tell you what, you've got me going up the ruddy wall.
This message isn't for the children.
Oh, what? Who's this for? The teachers.
The teachers, everyone who listens to the podcast. My word. I hope not many of the children listen.
I do and all.
Listening to a bull and a cow having a chat.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable calling you a cow.
Oh, no. I like birds, me.
Yeah.
Really.
Same.
Yeah. You know.
Exotic birds.
And swans. I love the swans. Platfields was where I used to go, cut through. To go to church on Sunday morning, and there used to be a lake.
Oh yeah,
rowing where they had rowing.
A swan lake,
and all the swans used to be on.
So you're changing from a cow to a swan.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think you need to wind your neck in.
You're very witty.
I tell you, I've got them all. Right, Nana, say bye to everyone. We love you.
Bye, sweethearts, and remember, look after one another.
Thanks, Nana.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
She is just a diamond. I'm sorry. She is just unbelievable. That was making me laugh so much when I was doing it. She was in such good spirits. And it's just so funny because, obviously, as we've told you, she lives with our uncle. Or should we say, our uncle lives with her.
Yeah.
And our uncle is one of those classic hypochondriac, everything's wrong with him, he's never having a good day, he's glass half empty, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says stuff.
If you're ill, he's iller.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, oh, I think I might have sprained my ankle. Yeah, I think I might have broke mine, actually.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. And it just, there was a story the other day which made me laugh when I went round, right? So I went round, my nana sat there, and my nana, and you'll know this, Terence is talking, going on with himself.
Like he does.
And Nana was just sat behind him just doing the eye rolling.
Yeah.
And like there. And he goes, like this, he goes, so you've got to have my teeth out. I went, no, I've only just got here.
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, got to have my teeth out, yeah. Yeah, they caused me absolute hell, Adam, hell. And I went, yeah, it's not nice that. And he went, Yeah, I tell you, I had to stop myself getting the pliers the other day. I went, no, you didn't. You were never going to take pliers. Because the thing is, he's got like a horrendous fear, hasn't he, of like, of pain and
needles
and the dentist and all this. So this guy who we've seen, even when he asked me to check his blood sugar and he fainted in the kitchen to a finger prick, was suddenly going to take a pair of pliers to his own gnashes. I mean, come on. But Nana, I mean, it's so good to hear from her. But I have to say, just that made me laugh so much when I said to her, have you got a message to leave everyone with? And she went, listen to your teachers. I was like, oh my God. None of these are the teachers. So, as you have heard last week, we've got a brand new feature, Dilemmas. Hit the jingle.
Help me, I have a dilemma. It's causing more pain than a vinegar enema. Help me, please, I need you to. Mr. P, some help from you, please.
There we go, right. Jingle can be put in there.
It will have already been put in.
Oh, right, okay. Right, well, we're getting used to this. Now, really appreciate...
I remember when I did my first podcast.
Really appreciate you sharing your dilemmas. We've had quite a few sent through. Just want to sort of reiterate what we're sort of after, though, because obviously we're not experts, counsellors, or helpful in any way, shape or form, really. So we've had a few dilemmas come through that are quite sort of serious. And, you know, here's the thing. Look, if you've got issues in your school around anything like, you know, the way you're being treated or anything like that, please do reach out to the right people, which include your unions, the Education Support Partnership, which is a charity set up to help with the mental health of teachers. They will always have someone on the end of the phone, you know, so please do reach out to them. What we want with this feature is a bit more sort of lighthearted, you know, sort of problems, dilemmas that aren't...
Not necessarily school related.
Oh, no,
just
no,
because
this one is not school related.
Oh, baby. Now, but like, you know, to reiterate what you said there, we obviously care about everyone in there and what they're going through. So make sure you do sort out the right people. I can tell you right now, we are not the right people. If you've got a co-worker with bad breath, then listen to us talk about it. But if it's a serious issue...
I've got a brother with bad breath.
Harsh on Ryan again. He's not gonna appreciate this episode. But luckily he doesn't listen, so carry on about that, Brett.
Right, so this one is we have got a couple of other school related ones, but what I want to do is share one so it shows that we can solve any dilemma. It doesn't have to be school related.
We have got the skills.
We have
zero bills.
I'm a long time listener and fan of your podcast. And I find myself in a predicament where I could really use your wisdom and advice.
You've come to the wrong place.
Yeah. One of my closest friends, let's call her Polly, recently got engaged. Under normal circumstances, this would be a cause for celebration, but I'm struggling to share in her joy, and here's why. You want to take a guess why?
Well, it's got to be the fiancé is an absolute tool.
Well, good guess. Polly's groom-to-be, who we'll call Pete, is, in my opinion, a downright sleazy character. He treats her like crap, flirts with other girls in front of her, is ridiculously misogynistic. He's constantly treated Polly poorly throughout their relationship.
Does he offer her a cracker all the time? Harsh.
There have been countless nights where Polly has either called me or been at mine, crying over something Pete has said or done. I've tried to be there for her, to lend a supportive ear, and even gently express my concern when the time seems right. Despite all of this, Polly has decided to marry Pete. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Polly has asked me to be a bridesmaid at a wedding. I want to be there for her, as she's my dear friend, but I'm torn. How can I stand there smiling and be supportive when I firmly believe she's making the worst decision of her life? I'm afraid that by participating in the wedding, I'm implicitly endorsing a relationship that I feel is harmful to my friend. I'm really at a loss as to how to navigate the situation. Should I voice my concerns to Polly directly, risking our friendship? Should I decline being a bridesmaid but still attend the wedding? Or should I avoid the event altogether? How do I balance my love for my friends with my distaste for her future spouse? I appreciate any advice you can give me.
Wow. That is a tough situation. And I think everyone will know of mates or whoever who, you know, have introduced partners who are just absolute, basically, yeah, absolute knob jockeys.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to be honest, right? So I'm going to throw it back here. There was a girl I worked with when me and Kim were kind of first getting together. There was a girl we worked with who had a boyfriend at the time who I met on a few occasions, and I really didn't like him. Didn't like the way he treated like my coworker and yeah, friend. He was pretty much sounded like Pete. It could be Pete. But then the one night where I did nearly lose it and Kim had to really calm me down. I don't know if I've ever told you about this. He started like nudging me, right? And now you know, as a you know, I know it's all said and jest and stuff, but some people call me the dog, the big dog, and stuff like that. It's true. It's like a bit of a nickname. It's funny.
Do you know what? No, I've never heard anyone call you big dog apart from you.
Everyone calls me big dog. Honestly.
No, they truly do. Right, here's one. I know for a fact I've never called you big dog.
Yeah.
Ryan's never called you
I've
big dog.
I've got other people in my life, but my two brothers.
Who calls you big dog? Sleb?
Jimmy.
Two.
Charlie.
Well, the thing is, no, guys,
it's like,
right,
it goes from like big whenever, dog to just the
whenever
dough.
There's a
it's
WhatsApp.
It's now turned into mutt.
Whenever there's a WhatsApp conversation, Adam will always refer to himself in the third person as the big dog. Always.
No, your mates call it me.
No, Magoo. You don't.
Yeah,
you do.
Magoo goes, all right, dog. He does. Anyway, right.
Don't say big.
So anyway, this is why this guy,
right,
he was nudging me going, hot dog. Right? And I said,
just winding you up because you call yourself.
But I just said,
did you introduce yourself to him as, hi, I'm big dog?
No, I didn't. I actually went, hello, hello. No, but he was going, hot dog, hot. Because what happened was I was playing beer pong.
It's big dog.
And I landed the last cup, and then someone was like, the big dog does it again.
It was you in a mirror.
Someone called me the mutt's nuts. And then he was going, hot dog. Anyway, cut a long story short, I openly revealed my displeasure for this man.
Right.
And basically said in no uncertain terms, because this was back in my, you know, bit of rough and ready days. I was ready to dance. This okay. Hot dog was going to give mustard and all.
Yeah.
And it's a very, everyone know when you've had it, your mates have brought in partners and instantly yeah. you're like, no.
Not for me.
She's an absolute goat.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievably tricky situation. And I think, I mean, my honest opinion, I would voice my, in a classy way, speak to Polly and say,
it's
like,
hard though, because people just don't want to hear
and
it.
And I'll tell you what else as well, I always think this, is the more you tell them not to do it, is you're pushing them closer into the arms. It will end kind of sadly, and she will probably get a heartbroken, which is what you don't want. But then also, as a friend, should you not be there to support her? It's her decision, it's her life. Yeah. So I would be verging on, speak to her and say, listen, I've got these concerns. If you're telling me now that you are, you know, you're 100% sure, you're happy, I'm going to be with you the whole way, then by all means. But the one thing I will, that's quite good, isn't it? I'm quite good at this.
Not bad.
But then the other thing is, if you are absolutely adamant that this guy is either doing the dirty summit, when the priest says, is there anyone here who has, you know, any reason why these two shouldn't be wed? Boom, bridesmaid, cause a scene.
Well, I think if you are honest with her and you express your feelings, the chances are, if she goes really defensive, she'll probably bomb you off being a bridesmaid.
She'll give
anyway.
You the chop, yeah.
Give you the chop, so win-win that way. Here's my advice, right? I've mentioned this before. There is a stand-up comedian called Daniel Sloss, and he does a stand-up about people being in bad relationships. Just subtly, next time she's round and she's crying her eyes out, be like, oh, I'll tell you what, we'll cheer ourselves up. We'll watch a stand-up. Watch that one. It's called Jigsaw, Daniel Sloss on Netflix. And if that doesn't work, because that's the one where he's been named in over 200 divorces because of what he says in that stand-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So that if she's still adamant after that, then, yeah, you're just going to have to go, it's a wedding, innit? I'm gutted that, you know.
I checked the menu out.
I've done this before, so I went to a wedding, one of the first weddings I ever went to with Claire. when we first started going out with someone she was working with. And you know when you just go to a wedding and you can just see in the couple the way they interact with each other, and I was just like, they're not
compatible,
in love then.
Yeah.
They're not happy. Didn't even last 6 months. They were already asking for divorce.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs because obviously, you know, weddings should be, you should only marry the people that you, you know, that you meant
for. You want to spend the rest of your life with.
And if that's the moment, but I have to say, great dilemma for us.
Yeah.
Shocking for the lovely lady.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's a couple of things you need to take into account is, where are they going on the hen? Because you might want a little trip to Magaluf.
If you're doing the hen do, that's where you could probably like reveal
or
some stuff.
There's other ways of, you could potentially, you know, if he is a sleaze, if he's a dirtbag, there's ways of getting him in a sticky situation and caught.
Oh, right, okay.
Listen.
Punked.
Yeah, yeah. And it's difficult, but I hope you do sort it out. And I would say, like I did mention before, you know, check the wedding menu out. If it's a vegan menu, maybe tell her your thoughts and leave the wedding. But if it's like black pudding and fried egg starter,
it's tough because but like I say, you can't tell. The more you tell, the more they go defensive.
Yeah, you're there for your friend, aren't you? And you've just got to be there for your friend no matter what, ups and downs. If she's made this decision, if this is what she wants and she's absolutely adamant, then as a friend, you'd probably have to stick by her and be there through thick and thin. That's probably, you know, all she wrote on that.
There we go. So I enjoy that. I like a bit of a dialogue.
It makes me feel important.
Yeah, stuff like that we definitely want to hear. Funny, lighthearted, sort of, yeah, stuff like that, whether it's school-related or not. There's been a couple of other school-related ones. We're not going to do, we're just going to keep one per episode. Right.
Yeah.
But obviously other stories will move on. So remember last week when I said about the propaganda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got some other funny answers to questions you've asked. So asking a class what the positive aspects of exercise are. Many good answers. Keeping you healthy helps control your weight, etc. One child then said it releases your inner dolphins. They meant endorphins. She also drew a brilliant picture of a healthy person with mini dolphins circling around her head.
Does that sound a bit dolphiny?
It does, yeah, yeah. That's pretty good, that.
Yeah, I've never really done it before. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. I was teaching geography and we were labelling parts of Scotland. I pointed to the Grampian Mountains and I asked, what are you going to label there? And a child responded, peanut butter.
Context?
A year six pupil last year had written a zero in any math reasoning question about change. Upon questioning said child, I was told, obviously, that they were all trick questions because you don't get any change in shops when you tap your card.
Working on a different level, that.
I wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry. Definitely a sign of the times.
Contactless McGee.
Yeah. Can anyone name me a reversible change, child said, when you get your jumper inside out? In the olden days when we had science sats, there was a question about how hedgehogs protect themselves from predators. One child wrote, it's bristles instead of bristles. Sadly, I couldn't give them a mark as it was surprisingly wasn't in the marks. Oh, you'd give that.
Oh, you've got to give
that. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Spelling mistakes in. I'd give a mark for this one. When the fire service came in to talk about fire safety, etc., they talked about fire alarms and how you should change the batteries once a year. They asked what date could you use as a reminder, obviously hoping for someone to say birthday. One year two child put his hand up and said, Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
In P1 reception, when doing the nativity, children were asked if they knew where baby Jesus was born. A child answered, oozing confidence, the lost city of Atlantis. Not quite. A few years ago now, I was trying to get the children to realise things weren't just invented, that other things had to be invented first. Then they had to label a picture of something telling me what people would have would have had to know before they invented something, right? One child had a picture of a guitar. I was expecting things like knows how to carve wood, knows that plucking strings make a noise, understand how sound travels. But this child included the fact that before they invented the car, you had to know how to rock! Silly!
Here I go again on my own!
Imagine that in the cave. So you've got this new instrument, right? You can pluck the strings, you can strum, play different chords, but before you touch it, you need to know how to rock!
Jack, mini Jack Black!
Yeah!
Peaches!
Many years ago, when it was one-to-one verbal questions for Key Stage 1 science sats, why did you see the lightning before you hear the thunder? Child excitedly said he knew the answer, as it was in a film. It was in The Sound of Music. She said, the lightning talks to the thunder and the thunder answers back. Julie Andrews gave me a very good laugh.
Oh, nicely done.
Well, you know.
Feel the thunder.
A year five child said in a lesson that they didn't know how to use inverted commas. I had a rare 2 minutes to give him a quick crash course. I then wrote on a mini whiteboard and asked him to complete the following sentence with speech. Mum shouted up the stairs. He proudly brought the board back to me. I quickly checked the inverted commas were in the right place without checking what was said. I praised him and continued helping others. I went back to the whiteboard and read what Mum had shouted. I was expecting dinner's ready. Oh no, not this lad. He wrote, you're adopted.
Oh my God, that is great. Not what I expected, but it hit on a different level.
What were you expecting? I was expecting something like, get you in dinner.
Yeah, you dickhead. Yeah. I'll tell you what was funny about that though. The teacher just getting a little digging, getting an unexpected 2 minutes to help a child.
Just last week we were doing Dublin with year ones. I said, you've got one mouth, one nose, what have you got two of? Straight away a boy shouted out, bum cheeks.
Absolute bollocks that.
Why were Mary and Joseph travelling to Bethlehem, one year one child, to do the big shop? They didn't have cars, so they took a donkey. Bethlehem's like Tesco, but they're called different names in other countries. They only had a Tesco Express in Jerusalem. In Nazareth. Oh, no, it's Nazareth, wasn't it?
Joseph, knock it on. Any room for an Ektacard?
Joseph. Oh, love. Can't get a slot on the delivery. We're going to have to do a trek to the big shop. Your big
Every
Tesco.
Little helps.
Yeah. Right. Marking year one RE exam papers.
Oh, harsh.
Unless she's missing a one. Year 11.
Year 11, or it's one of those end of topic.
Oh, no. This has got to be year 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, language one in it. Marking year one RE exam papers and the question. I hope it's not year
11.
One. Year 11, right. Marking year 11 RE exam papers. And the question was, what was banned in the Garden of Eden? One boy had written, anal. And then drawn a circle to demonstrate his point.
Surely he meant apple.
Well, turns out he couldn't spell apple.
Oh, thank God.
It might be here one then, actually.
That's just so many different layers.
Marks it correct anyway. To be fair.
So what was that other one that they wouldn't allow bristles, but allowed anal?
Well, that just goes to show the mockery of the exam system.
With a big old hole to show.
Yeah, but to be fair, marked it correct before I asked him about his answer because I figured he was probably right.
Well, yeah, I mean
he wasn't mentioned in Genesis.
Well, no, I mean, to be fair, you know, it was all about, you know, spreading the seed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the seed doesn't spread far in that.
Right, when my son was in reception, a police officer came in to talk about her job. At the end, she asked if anyone had any question. My son pipes up. Why did the dinosaurs all die?
Jaywalking, sir.
Talking about fairy tales, ask class what would they build their house out of if they were one of the three little pigs. Boy pops up, hand as quick as a flash, and goes, "I'd make it out of decimals because decimals never move." Single proudest moment as the maths lead.
Nice. Some schools teach decimals moving, though, don't they?
Oh, you shouldn't do.
No? Is that true?
Yeah. When we were doing Robin Hood in year five, I asked, what is a deed? Response from Broad Cumbria cohort, it's a dead person. He's dead like. He's deed like.
He's deed.
What's a Roman fort? The last thing in his head.
So I was laughing at there, going back to what would you build the pig's house out of?
Yeah.
And the kid went, decimals. That teacher that didn't allow Bristols would have been like, incorrect. How can you possibly build a house out of decimals? Come on, grow up. We're looking for bricks, you tool. Decimals? Grow up. Math lead like.
Multi-link. Build a house out of multi-link or...
Numicon.
Come build it out, Numicon, could you? In the show your working square, a little lad drew a picture of himself working at his desk. It was actually very good. And the last one for now. Years ago, the question in a year three comprehension, what is moist? A kid's answer was simply, your mum.
Oh.
How do you even begin to deal with that in year three
I have to say, what's the question about there? So out of context. Question one, what's moist? Mine would be when I make a sandwich and put it in the fridge or something, and then you know, and the bread goes minging.
Yeah.
That knocks me sick, it does.
I once heard kids with dicks. They hurt with words, not just sticks. They'll point out your sweaty pits, make jokes about your saggy tits. It's a burn, it's a burn. That kid did a wicked teacher burn. It's a burn, it's a burn. That kid did a wicked teacher burn. It's a burn.
You start with your burns.
Okay, so I was doing, you can see, I'm going to give people and yourself the chance to see where this is going.
Right.
And I think you'll get there in record time.
Right, okay.
I was teaching year one the other day. Lovely class, lovely lesson. And it was all about penguins. And I was talking about penguins and how they swim and what they do and the body. And I got on to... their body is insulated by a layer of blubber.
Okay.
Open brackets. Fat. Close brackets.
Yeah.
Child's hand shoots up and I'm thinking, for
here
one
we go.
Time
here
ever,
we go.
Asked to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And he went, so do you have blubber, sir? And I'll tell you what, I was blubbering, all right. I was just like, no, just the normal fat, I think.
Right, so a couple of other quick little burns and I've got one more story to finish. So, you've got something on your chin, miss. No, miss, not that one.
Oh, it's old school, but you can't deal with it. Imagine. No, not that one. Not that one either. No, no, keep going.
I was at college, my first placement. I was in a nursery class and their teacher was talking about eating healthily to the children, explaining that if you eat a lot of sugar, you can get fat and spotty. And a child turned to me and whispered, like you.
It's sinister. It's just like I kind of feel like the head did a full 180, just like the exorcist, like you.
Yeah. Do you drink alcohol? Yeah, a small amount sometimes, I replied. Is that why you walk to work instead of driving?
Yes.
I can't wait until I'm grown up because then you'll be long in your grave, you mean old woman. Now, the thing with these burns is normally...
They're so innocent. Yeah, that's harsh. Yeah, that's quite a lot of them are harsh. Like, what was it? Fat and spotty? Like you.
Yeah, but that's more... You can see the innocence there. Like you. But... Change the tone, it's really innocent. Whereas that is just it just says, to be fair, a well-constructed insult.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? A grave digger for your body.
A year three child accidentally called me Nan last year. I used to be called Mum occasionally, but now it's Nan.
I prefer to get called Nan than you smell like my Nan.
Yeah. Miss, you dress like Boris Johnson.
Oh, that's harsh. That is harsh.
I hope someone says that to me and I can bring the impression back just one time. I completely disagree.
I have the opposites of an insult. I work in secondary. My colleague told a girl off for having a phone out. The girl snapped back, "What are you, 40? My colleague's 51, so she was buzzing.
Strutting around. Oh, yeah.
A year 7 child once said to me, "Miss, I just love how you own the grey."
Own the grey.
Yeah. I'm used to being called Mum or Grandma, but Uncle Colin.
Uncle Colin.
Brilliant.
Asked if I was evacuated. I'm 39. And was told my arms were fat. Which, when I pointed out that wasn't very kind, they panicked and said, "I just meant you'll make it through winter."
It's called blubber.
Yeah. Right, we'll finish off with a disgusting.
I heard a story and it made me feel sick. This podcast isn't the place I was expecting it.
What a gross kid. Why is he doing that? Why'd he put his fingers so far up that cat? I don't think I've ever seen the human body doing that.
Gross.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Right, so, hi both.
Is it a warning? Is it a, if you need to, please stop?
Well, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we might as well. We don't be liable. Hi both, love the podcast. It never fails to make me smile. For context, I am a trainee teacher on my second placement in year 1. I've been there since the start of January, and I've come to learn that although they look sweet, they are cesspits of disease and are absolutely disgusting.
It's such a disease.
Yeah. In our school, we have a garden room where the children keep their coats and bags. My mentor dismissed the children to go out to break time, and I made my way to the garden room to help with stuck zips, shoelaces, dry ones only, and the like. As soon as I entered the room, I heard, "Miss, help!" Concerned, I rushed over to the child, who was bright red in the face, screaming and crying. Assuming that something disastrous had happened, I calmed the child down and tried to find out what was wrong. What happened?" I asked. Miss, I put a bogey up my bum." There was no wonder this child was having a Richter scale 10 breakdown. "It gets better." "Oh dear," I said.
"Better?" Is that supposed to be good?
"Oh dear," I said. "Do you think it might be a good idea to go to the toilet?" He looked me dead in the eye. A bogey that had escaped the fate of being inserted into his arsehole, dripping down his face. "Miss, I did it on the carpet." Was really tempted to submit this under classroom injury. Hope it makes someone smile.
I'm confused there at the end.
What do you mean?
How does it get better?
I don't know. Well,
so the kid picked a bogey, shoved it up his back passage whilst he was on the carpet?
I believe so, yeah. "He looked me dead in the eye. A bogey that had escaped the fate of being inserted was dripping down his face." So he had more bogeys coming out.
Oh, so that's where he was going with it. Instead of eating him, he was... I've never heard of the like.
No, but basically what he's saying there is the teacher's going, "Do you think it might be a good idea to go to the toilet?" He's got another bogey coming down, going like, "No." He's thinking he's got to stick the next one up there.
Where's... I'm so confused. I've never known anyone thinking, you know, listen, there's a fair share of pickers in every school. You know, you win a winner,
well,
chicken dinners.
The garden room was not the Garden of Eden room. Anyway. Yeah, right. Guys, thank you very, very much.
Russell Crowe's up the ass. Never heard anything the like.
Thank you, as always, for listening. We hope you've enjoyed it. As always, please do share your stories. Remember, you can get your tickets for our next tour in October. Tickets are on sale for all the dates, all the venues. You can share your stories because we're going to be reading some of your stories out on those live shows. And of course, if you've got anything, burns, confessions,
O's,
dilemmas, anything like that, do share them at the website, tomrpspodcast.com. And yeah, we'll share them next week. Right, take care of yourselves. See you again.
Yeah, take care.